Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, the town council bids a sad farewell to their town clerk after 18 years of service. Another skinny dip at the Petersfield Open Air Pool. The community came together to find out how they can contribute to our green spaces in Petersfield. And Amy is here with your What's On guide for this week. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Nigel Farage will run as Reform UK's candidate in Clacton after it was also announced that he will take over as leader of Reform UK from Richard Tice. The former UKIP and Brexit Party leader had spent several days making clear he would not make an eighth bid to become an MP and instead would support Reform by campaigning across the country. But Mr Farage said he had changed his mind. Rishi Sunak has denied stoking a culture war with his pledge to overhaul equality laws. The Tories claim the change will make it simpler for service providers for women and girls. Helen Joyce from Sex Matters agrees with this move and tells us why.
So every party, every candidate needs to be asked about this. Every one of them needs to stop saying this is a culture war. It's not a culture war. They came and took our rights away. That was the culture war. We're just demanding them back. And every party needs to understand that.
But Labour frontbencher John Healey said his party would not amend the Equality Act if it wins the election because there are already provisions to protect single-sex spaces. New analysis says Labour is set for its biggest majority in 23 years, surpassing Tony Blair's 1997 landslide. According to YouGov analysis, the party looks set to win as many as 422 seats, with the Tories reduced to just 140, potentially leaving them with their lowest number of MPs since 2001. The wife of Rob Burrow has described him as loving, kind and caring, and vowed to keep his legacy alive following his death aged 41. Family and friends of Rob Burrow attended a groundbreaking ceremony at the new £6 million Rob Burrow Centre for Motor Neurone Disease in Leeds. Jeff Burrow, Rob Burrow's father, spoke about his son.
Rob loved Leeds, he loved rugby league, he loved sport, and the whole family, every club, amateur, professional, here and abroad, they've all sent the best wishes.
And England's build-up to the European Championship got off to the perfect start with a 3-0 win in their friendly against Bosnia. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Grace McIntosh.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. The town council bids a sad farewell to their town clerk after 18 years of service. Neil Hitch was at his last full council meeting last Thursday. He has plenty of plans for his retirement, including walking and taking up the piano again. He has been proud to be part of the council for 18 years, but he says no one is irreplaceable.
There have been people before me, there'll be people after me. It's one of those things that nobody is ever irreplaceable, and somebody will take it on, and my successor, Rochelle, will take it on, and we'll take it in maybe a slightly different direction.
Any messages to your successor?
I think enjoy it, equally keep control. Lead with calmness, firmness, and know what you want and how you're going to get there. And have that end goal, that drive. Certainly I've tried to do that. It hasn't always worked, but I would say that's a good message to give her.
Another skinny dip at the Petersfield Open Air Pool. Following the great success of the two skinny dips last year, British Naturism have booked in 3 dips for this year. The first one is on Friday, the 14th of June. The Great British Skinny Dip is raising funds for the British Heart Foundation, which British Naturism adopted as their chosen charity back in 2020. They say,
the health and well-being benefits of a nude lifestyle are well known to naturists, and the BHF also place emphasis on healthy living and lifelong well-being, so our relationship is a natural fit. We're delighted to be able to raise money that will directly benefit the population and combat diseases that could affect any of us.
And you can find details of skinny dips at Petersfield and indeed all over the country at bn.org.uk. I'll see you there. The community came together to find out how they can contribute to our green spaces in Petersfield. The Petersfield Society asked local speakers to talk about their projects to a full audience last Wednesday at the United Reformed Church. They spoke of the many challenges that face them in an ever-changing climate. The strong theme from all speakers was how much they valued their volunteers. We hear from Jane Brundle of the Merritts Meadow Conservation Trust.
We're just a sort of a very small nature reserve. We're only just become a nature reserve, so it's 2 years old. But it's already very apparent that the way that we can really protect the land, make it more valuable for wildlife and encourage people to come and sit and enjoy the piece is by engaging with our local community, getting people to really buy into the fact that this is a nature reserve, not just a piece of land to walk quickly through from sort of A to B, but to come and to help us look after it, help us keep it as valuable as we can for wildlife.
And finally, here's Amy with this week's What's On.
On Wednesday the 5th of June, we have Natasha Devon, MBE, at Beedale School speaking about mental health, gender and body image from 7:30. Meanwhile, Shine Radio welcomes new volunteers at the museum from 6:30. As well as this, on Thursday, it is the D-Day Parade and Service in the Square starting at 8 a.m. And on Friday, there is a Ukrainian art class at St. Lawrence's Church Hall starting at 5 p.m. And you can find more local and exciting events at shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be cloudy for most of the day today. Sun rises at 4:53 a.m. and sunset is at 9:12 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 18 degrees today. Winds are southwesterly with speeds up to 12 miles per hour. And down on the water, high tide of 4.41 metres is at 10:11 a.m. and low tide is at 3:43 p.m. The UV rating and pollen levels are both medium. And then into Wednesday, where it will be sunny to start the day and changing to cloudy by lunchtime. Have an amazing day.
Travel news driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Does the Causeway and Ridgecombe Lane, all with diversions in place. Heathfield Road has give or take traffic control in place today. Milland Road remains closed, as does Station Road in Liss. And the overnight lane and slip road closures look to be back on the A3 tonight. That's from 8 p.m. and both directions from the Liss slip road. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Gareth,
Claire,
Geoff,
Beth and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine.